Didn't mean to hit that again. And we're back. Episode 106 of the Ellie Rams UK podcast, part two. And in this part, we will be looking, first of all, at the playoff hopes for the Ellie Rams after a dramatic week of results in the NFC. Guys, how, generally, high level, before we break anything down, how do you think our chances are for making the playoffs?
God, I'll let you go first.
Be honest.
I think it's touch and go. I think we'll beat the Commanders this week. I can't for the life of me who we think we're playing the week after that. I think the sticky point for me is the Saints and the Whiners. I know the Saints aren't having an amazing season, but they do have that potential to be a hiccup for us. No matter how... If we win that game, then yes, but I think also it depends on what the sea chickens are doing. Because although they seem to be having an okay season, that's starting to fall apart a little bit at the moment. And then I think we're still relying on other teams to fall apart majorly to allow us to sneak in. Bearing in mind that we were seventh seed, were we not, when we went to win the seventh Super Bowl?
So there is
that little, if we get to seventh seed, are we going to win the whole thing?
I think
that's my personal opinion. I think if we win the Saints game, and we win those the next three, we're home and dry. But we are still relying on the sea chickens dropping the ball and a couple of other teams.
And we're running 4 weeks to go, Commanders, Saints, Giants, Whiners, three winnable games and a game that, frankly, we could be doing without having to go to the Denham Stadium looking to have to get something to get in. Andy, what's your thoughts at this stage?
Yeah, you know, mathematically it's still, you know, very much possible. We just need a few results to go our way, which luckily for us, even though we dropped this game, other teams around us also dropped games, you know, so we are still in with a fighting chance of making it. You know, for us, ideally, it would be Whiners need to rest week 18 because they've got the first round bye, like I said last week. You know, they don't want to risk any players getting injured, and we can sort of, you know, their second and third strings out, and we can maybe sneak the win there. But, you know, let's hope. If we can win these three games we've got coming up, it gives us a very good chance of still sneaking in as the seventh seed. But, you know, I'm more positive after the Ravens game of how well we played, that if we can keep that up, you know, we can still do this.
Yep, definitely. Yeah. I think the only problem is number seven is the Packers, and they hold the tiebreaker over us.
Yeah.
That game at Lambeau is seriously going to come back to haunt us. Potentially, that's my only worry. With a run, the Commanders, Saints, Giants, there's a good chance we could win three in a row there. And it could be enough, you know, to get us, well, you'd think to get us in, but I guess, like I said, we have to go to Santa Clara to get a win to guarantee we get in. And then it's the tiebreak that costs us in the end. That being said, I wouldn't complain if we just miss out in the playoffs at the end of the year, because rolling it back to the start of the season, I didn't expect to be sitting here, you know, mid-December talking about the playoffs at all, no matter how slim our chances would be. Yeah. Never expected that. So to even be actually having to have this conversation is, you know, amazing considering where we thought we were going to be.
Well, you know, like we said, I think at the start of the season, we were kind of expecting at this point to be talking about, you know, where are we picking, you know, within the top five, and who do we want to start, you know, looking ahead at, you know, who are we going to draft in the top five, and, you know, we're not. And, you know, we've shocked everyone, including all the pundits, of just how well we've done, you know, and that, even if we don't, like you say, even if we don't make the playoffs, the fact that we've come in with a very young team, you know, without any real, especially on defense, established stars outside of, you know, obviously Aaron Donald. And honestly, for me, I do think Ernest Jones now should be classed as a star for our defense. You know.
Yeah, absolutely.
I do feel happy when he's on the field, I have to say.
Yeah. You know, outside of that, it's been rookies, you know, a couple of free agent signings who were sort of cheap budget deals like Witherspoon, you know, even John Johnson, you know, he's not the same guy he was a few years ago, but,
yeah,
you know, and we've made it work, you know, and that's what gives me hope that, like I said earlier, with a couple of, you know, maybe a couple of free agency signings, a couple of draft picks in the right places, you know, this team is not looking for, you know, the worry that it'd be, you know, 5-10 years of, you know, 500 mediocrity and, you know, we're sort of scraping in the playoffs that we, within a next year or two, could be making a real big push again for a Super Bowl, and our window is rapidly going to open up again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm just looking at what the Packers have got left. They've got the Bucks, Panthers, Vikings, and Bears. So, you know, Baker Mayfield is bringing the Bucks to life. I don't know if that will hinder us, though. Panthers, Packers will batter the Panthers. But the Vikings and Packers and Bears and Packers games could be different ball games.
Yeah, they're two divisional games as well, so to finish the season.
Something else I want to highlight for you guys and to everyone listening in as well. Charlie Martin has written a piece for us. It'll be up on the website probably tomorrow, folks, about our playoff hopes and where things kind of lie. Now, we're sitting here talking about the Packers. There's two other teams that are currently 6-7 that we're not discussing. We will face one of them. But Charlie details in the article that the Falcons and the Saints are actually placed first and second in the league for easiest run-ins for the rest of the season. Saints will be facing no one above 500. The Falcons have only got one team over 500, and that's the Colts, who they play on Christmas Eve. We rank 16th in terms of our run-in. Like I said, we've got the 4-9 Commanders, 6-7 Saints, 5-8 Giants, and the 10-3 Winers. So we've got basically the tiebreak over the Seahawks, who are also 6-7. So they're not factored in here because, you know, as long as we match them, they can't finish above us, basically. But there's two other teams that are in this mix at the 6-7 that are, you know, vying for that last place. As it stands, we have a 38% chance, thanks to the Giants' victory over the Packers, of making the playoffs. And just as we're going to come in to talk about this week's matchup against the Commanders at SoFi, every game's a must-win anyway, right? But if we don't win this week, we go from 38% chance of making the playoffs to 10. That is how critical this week's match is. It'll probably not be the same every week. Every week it's going to be like must win. We're expecting that we want to make in, but we have to start this, you know, last four running with like a very convincing win here as well. Especially when we've got one of the teams who have got a much easier running than us coming. Yeah. Well, we'll be going to them the week after. Like I said, folks, this article will be up on the website the next day. But I thought it was just interesting just to highlight there because, well, the Packers are, we're talking about the Packers because they're sitting seventh at the moment, but there's other teams right behind us nipping at our heels and their heels that it's could so be easily to get over. Yes, it's extremely tight.
Yeah, a lot of it is going to come down to a bit of luck on our side, you know, but we've got to, like you say, we've got to do our part first before we even think about other teams, and that is we've got to win. You know, this is basically, for us to make the playoffs now, this is our playoff run to get to, like, the Super Bowl. So we've got to win these games. You know, this week is our wild card game. We've got to win it, you know, and then Saints the week after, and then the week after, and then, you know, we'll see what happens with the final one with the, you know, the Winers as to where they're sitting, you know. But we've got to win at least these three to give ourselves a fighting chance. If we slip up any of these, I think we're out the playoffs. I do feel that. These three are win or go homes.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that moves us nicely on to this week's matchup, where we welcome the Washington Commanders, because they've still not changed their name, back
such
to...
a pants name.
It's awful.
Yeah,
but
I actually prefer Washington. I actually preferred Washington Football Team than
Commanders. I thought it was more noble than Commanders.
Commanders, who are they commanding? Commanding the demise of their own defeat.
They're commanding nothing. But anyways, they've come out of SoFi. 9:05 kickoff. Game, you can watch it on NFL and DAZN. So woohoo, no Sky Sports, no Neil Reynolds for us this week. Gentlemen, how are you feeling about this game? You know, we're just saying that it's must win, but I mean, let's break it down. How are you actually feeling about this game? Is it going to be a tough one, or is this one that you're expecting we should take control from the off and, you know, not look back?
In an ideal world, it will be a straight off the bat, we'll absolutely smash them all over the park. Reality, I bet we struggle. I just got a funny feeling that we'll win, but I think it's going to be tight. As much as I'd love us to win 30, 40, whatever it is, to 10 or 7, or I just think it's going to be more difficult than we think it's going to be.
Andy, how you feeling, mate?
Yeah, I agree. You know, it's got that game on paper, you're thinking they're not going to be a match for us. But, you know, it's going to be that game where, you know, it's coming down to a game-winning field goal with, you know, 30 seconds to go. It's got that feel. It's going to be one of them games. It's going to be a hard battle.
Relying on Habersick to win us the game.
Yeah, we're relying on Habersick to win the game. And, you know, it just has that feeling of this game. It's going to be one of them games, unfortunately. It's going to feel like that banana skin game where you kind of bite your nails going, we're going to blow this, we're going to blow this, you know, and it's going to be, you know, something. But hopefully it ain't, guys, and it'll be, you know, we're massively up, you know, we're up by 25 points or something at half, and we can sort of, you know, maybe have a whole fourth quarter of Carson Wentz in there because, you know.
Oh, no, I'd rather chuck my leg off.
At least if we've got Carson Wentz coming in for the fourth quarter, mate, it means we've coasted and it's going to be, you know, easy peasy.
I think we'll struggle, and then next week when we go to the Saints, we'll batter them, and we'll be like, "What is going on? Why have we struggled against Commanders that absolutely smack the Saints?" Ugh.
But at least, you know, they've got no Montez Sweat and Chase Young anymore to smash us. You know,
they've got rid of their only stars.
But again. It feels like one of them games again. It depends on Sam Howell and how well he plays. If he can either be, you know, look like the, you know, a competent quarterback, you know, a top, you know, NFL quarterback, you know, starter, or he could be an absolute train wreck. He's one of those quarterbacks, again, you just don't know what you're getting, but you have a feeling that our secondary is going to make him look like, much like Joe Flacco, you know, for periods of the Browns game, we're going to make him look like a competent quarterback again, and he's gonna, you know, him and Terry McLaurin are gonna, you know, wipe the floor with us at times.
I don't mind that, just as long as we get a Geno Smith moment with Sam Howell when he saw Aaron Donald running towards him, like, oh my god, get rid of the ball!
Yeah, hopefully. But you know, that their offensive line's not great, so hopefully that is going to allow the likes of Byron Young, Hoyt, Turner, Donald to maybe get some, you know, sacks in and get the guy. I think he's the most sacked quarterback in the league this year with like 60 odd sacks. So, you know, hopefully that's a good sign that, you know, our guys can get that pressure home, and, you know, Washington are going to have to be sticking all five just on Aaron Donald to try and stop him.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm glad it's on Danzen and not Sky Sports, because Neil Reynolds. Oh, I'd rather pull my eyeballs out.
Same here.
He's terrible.
Don't think there's anyone that can stand that man, and if there is, then
no.
I don't want to know you. Basically,
he's got like zero personality. He's just nothing there.
And doesn't have a clue about the game either.
No,
that's the worst part. He's just not a clue.
He's got the cheek to try and get people to tour America with him.
Yeah.
He's just, he needs to do one. See you later, buddy.
Yeah, because Neil Reynolds keeps coming up in this podcast, you can tell we're all fans of him, folks. We absolutely love Neil.
Honestly, if Sky had someone like Jason Bell and OC Umeniora,
Yes.
I'd probably sign up straight away for the Sky packages. I'd be like, yeah, yeah, fine, I'll go with. But yeah, well, that guy's there. There's no way I'd even consider it.
I just find that the Sky coverage just has too much chatting of crap between the plays. It's, oh God, there's a breaker play. Let's go back to studio. Like, just leave it on the game. Stop dicking around.
Yeah. If you want to be red zone, then be red zone.
Yeah, exactly.
That's that.
Stop blocking games for everybody else to watch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because if you watch like the actual feeds, like, so if you, like, for example, if you watch it was Fox last week, so it was Fox 11 KTTV, the game was on. Like, the guys commentating the game are the guys who are actually hosting the game. So you're constantly with them for like 3 hours. There's no, let's go back to the show. No, you go back to the show for half time, but that's it. But it's, you're like, the guys in the booth is the guys you're hearing from, like, the whole game. There's no, let's go back and check in with us. Let's go back and talk about, oh, this or whatnot. And it's, you know, it feels like you're actually, you know, I'm watching the game. I'm not going back to listen to them talk about, yeah, we're watching, you know, I'm just going to be, let's talk about something else that happened elsewhere and forget about what we're watching right now. You know, they're just...
It's shit.
But for lack of a better phrase, it is. Yeah, I mean, it's, if you want to talk, if you want to watch and hear something top other games, you watch Scott Hansen in Red Zone.
Oh, he's brilliant.
You know, I made a joke actually. Just moving on, bit of news if no one's seen it. That from not next season coming, season after, we're going to have 9 international games. Next year, the NFL is going to Brazil for the first time. I believe it's Sao Paulo. The tournament going to, but that's the season after.
That's got us written all over it.
Well, there's the talk about Mexico next year as well, I believe, I think Mexico's more likely to be us. But the point I'm coming on is we're talking about, like, in the Discord server, we're talking about the international markets and all that, and they'll say about Australia and that, and I just dropped in a joke. Welcome, folks, to 24 hours of commercial-free football. I'm Scott Hansen. Like, imagine that week of Red Zone. Like, that'd Scott Hansen, like,
earning the megabucks.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, and truly.
And speaking of Scott Hansen, it was for Omaha Productions. They bought the Manning Brothers, like, thing. And they done, like, a kind of joke with Scott Hansen this week about, like, well, like, how do you do this and all that? And they're basically joking about, like, when do you actually go to the toilet? Do you wear, like, diapers? And, like, he makes it, like, he's kind of got his arm off camera, and the last second he takes his arm away and it's like a box of lip Pampers. And he's like, how the hell did these guys find it? How did they find it? And he just puts the box down. Yeah, so, but yeah. So, yeah, more international games next year, to the point that Scott Hansen is going to need to take on a sidekick, you know, and pull shifts at this rate with the time zones.
I'll do that.
I'll do it. I don't mind. You want to pay me, I'll do it.
Yeah. I think, moving back to that Brazil game, I think it was likely to be us. We've got high Spanish-speaking natives. Yeah. It would make sense for us to go south then across the pond. As much as I'd love them to come back to London, or Germany. We'll go south.
There is talk. I think people are thinking that the Jags game next year, would you to play them, I think, next year? And potentially
2025. It was a couple of weeks ago. I was looking into who we had in our kind of upcoming schedules. And it was actually to do with the Jets, actually. And I noticed 2025, we've got the Jags away. So
they had a good win the other day. Go back to fixtures, smacking the Texans.
Yeah, they did.
Stroud went down though, because I noticed I got bugger all in terms of fantasy points for him, and I didn't see what happened to him.
Yeah,
it's not getting for dropping Mahomes to the bench because he's been getting no points.
He's my starting QB.
Fucking been awful for me this year. Can help Mahomes. Drafted him first as well. Anyways, we'll get fantasy football later. Back to the Commanders game. to wrap it up, guys, predictions and scoring predictions for this week. Matt, I'll come to you first.
Oh, 27-10. Us.
Obviously.
But that won't happen until the fourth quarter.
Okay. Andy?
23-20 to us.
Jesus.
I am
like going I said, to be... I just have that feeling it's going to be a come down to field goal.
Oh, God, I hope it's not that. I won't have any nails left.
I'm going to be a bit more positive. I'm going to go 33-17 to the Rams.
I think
the conference after last week, to be able to put 31 points up against a team like the Ravens, going to do the team a lot of wonders. We're back at home, you know.
Yeah, but I remember us saying that after the Warners game, and then look what happened. We couldn't put points up for the next few weeks. So, you know, I'm worried that we've used all our points up last week, and we've, you know, that's it now. We've got no touchdowns coming for a few weeks.
Right, well, you've just jinxed us then for this week, Andy. Thanks for that.
Yeah, if it all goes wrong, it's your fault.
Yeah, well, you know what? It's like a fantasy team. It all goes wrong anyway, whatever a touch.
Well, I think the main thing, guys, is we're all agreeing. We're expecting a win this week. So,
oh, yeah,
I think yeah, 100%.
Be it by a point, it's still a win. End of the day.
A win is a win.
Yeah, a win is a win.
I'm hoping it's not going to be, and it's going to be a blowout. And like I say, Carson Wentz is in at the fourth quarter because the game's over and done with, and everybody's relaxing. You know, Kyren Williams is 150 yards, two touchdowns. Puka's, you know, 200 yards, and so's Kupp, and then everybody's happy, and, you know. But just, like you said, have that feeling it's not going to be that sort of game.
Hypothetically speaking, if that happens, like Stafford plays out of his skin for three quarters, Wentz comes in and has an absolute blinder, what do you do then?
Were you drinking? What's in that cup? Can I guess?
Oh yeah, Wentz still goes back to the bench. I don't care.
Just checking. Why of all the quarterbacks in the world, why him? You know what I mean?
That or Brett Rippon, why so him? You know.
That's that.
Both of them can fuck off.
Well, yeah. Well, you know, we're stuck with one at the moment, so let's just keep with the one we've got. So hopefully, maybe get one back, or we get ones from elsewhere.
Yeah.
We'll see. So, moving on to Andy and I's dreaded topic of discussion, and we all have to talk about it because it's playoff season for us, and that is the Sleep Deprivation Bowl Championship, our fantasy football league. First of all, Matt, how are you getting on with fantasy football this year?
So I'm in a league with all my military mates, and 16 of us in it, and I have snuck into the playoffs on 7-7.
Oh, very nice.
Not holding out much hope, to be brutally honest, for this week. I've just lost Keenan Allen, who's out, and he's been point-scoring magician so far this season. But I've put in DeMarcus Robinson. I've got Puka. I've got Atwell on the bench should I need him. If he, at the moment, he's showing he's not playing on 0 points. I'm just trying to log in and see what else I've got. Where is it?
I believe Atwell's still in concussion protocol, so I can't see him playing this week.
I've got Mahomes as my quarterback, playing New England, so come on. Mixon, Chuba Hubbard, who's actually been not that bad. Because of the depth of our league, you know, you're proper scraping the barrels for running backs. So, but he's actually not been too bad. And they're against Atlanta this week, so there should be a few points there for him. Then I've got Robinson and Puka. I've got tight end Cole Kmet. Is it Kmet from the Bears?
Yeah, Cole Kmet. Yeah.
Yeah. So he's been very hit and miss all season.
Yeah.
I've got Tom Boyd. Boyd is a wide receiver from the Bengals. And then McManus is a kicker and Browns is a defense. And then on my bench, I've got Chandler, Atwell, Smith-Schuster, George Kittle, although I'm going to swap him for Cole Kmet, I think. and then our defense. So I'll probably swap the Browns defense. We're playing Chicago and we're playing Washington. So I'll swap them over, I think, and swap Kittle and Komet over, and then pray. pray. Although, having said that, even if I crash and burn at sixth in the league, I get £30 to spend in Fanatics. That's worth at least two T-shirts at the current sale going on at the moment.
Well, there you go. There you go. Obviously, Andy and I didn't have a great season. So, yeah, our official fantasy football league has wrapped up its regular season and we now head into our playoffs. So, for anyone that's not in it, we have two conferences, the Vermeil and the McVeigh Conference. Within them, we've got two divisions of five teams each, Isaac Bruce, Marshall Falk, Dan and Donald, and the Cooper Cup divisions. Congratulations to Lewis MUFC 99. He won the Isaac Bruce division with a 9-5 record. And congratulations to OBJ's missing ACL, who won the Marshall Falk division on 9-5. Commiserations to myself, finishing dead last in the Isaac Bruce division, 5-9. Chris from the LA Rams UK team, who was 4-10 over the McVeigh Conference. It was close. It went down to the wire in the Cooper Cup division between West Ham UFC Matt and DJ Wright 2000, who both finished on 10-4 with West Ham UFC Matt taking the division. In the Aaron Donald division, Stormbuster led the way on 9-5. And Andy, mate, unfortunately, mate, you hold the number one draft pick for next year.
Yeah.
With a 2-12 record. And
yeah, Caleb Williams draft for me.
You tanked, mate. You tanked, and you'll get him next year. Yeah, so that takes us on to the playoffs. So playoffs take place this week. OBJ, the two division winners in each conference get a bye, you get a week off, you get to put your feet up and enjoy the bye week. So we will have, if I can get that up and up, just with me. Technology is a wonderful thing when it works, folks. Sleeper doesn't want to play ball with me. Just to try and actually tell you who's playing who this week.
What app do you guys use?
We use Sleeper. We actually, when we were setting the league up at the start of the year, we put out to the guys who were wanting to be in the league to ask them what they preferred. And someone suggested Sleeper, which was better because it means that we can have like an admin account that's not actually in the league to basically be the commissioner and oversee and manage the league, which was much better than having basically someone who's already in the league. For example, there was a mistake made with one of the rosters in the season. Guy accidentally dropped someone that he didn't mean to drop. So we'll be able to kind of help him out with that. And it basically means that we've got someone that's unbiased in the league.
Yeah.
So looking at the McVeigh Conference, the first round of the playoffs, DW Adam takes on Dave John. Looking at the projected points, DW Adam is a favourite by 8 points to win that. And then there's a tight one between Santi Seven Chelsea and DJ Wright 2000. With Santi taking a 2-point lead this week. So the winner of Santi and DJ Wright will meet Stormbuster in the would be the divisional round. And then DW Adam, Dave John, they'll take on West Ham UFC Matt in the divisional round. As for the Vermeil Conference, as I said, Lewis MUFC 99 and OBJ's missing ACL both get byes. T-Boy takes on Mission and Golf Bowl. T-Boy holds a 10-point projected lead over him. And Harold Horseman takes on Nick 1001 with a 2-point lead going for Harold. There is, of course, a consolation bracket for those of us that didn't make the playoffs. But, I mean, I can speak for yourself, Andy. I couldn't really care less now. I don't really care how the next 2 weeks will go for me. With the consolation bracket, I already know that I'm awful at fantasy football. I don't need salt to be rubbed into my wounds.
Yep, same here, mate. You know, I've just had a quick look now, and it says like even now I've only got a 37% chance of winning my consolation game. That tells you everything you need to know about this season.
Wow.
Yeah, that tells you everything you need to know.
Who have you got? Have you just got Dross?
Basically, I've got Goff as my starting quarterback, DeAndre Swift, Tarjay Spears, Drake London, Tyler Boyd, Kyle Pitts, Justin Jefferson, but he's still questionable, so
yeah,
I don't know. Najee Harris, Evan McPherson, and the Lions defense. It's basically my starter. So
it's not bad.
Yeah.
It's not amazing, but it's not bad.
Yeah, I was the one that unfortunately every person I drafted, my starting complete draft, including my bench, has all been put on IR throughout the year.
Yeah.
It's been that bad for me this year. And I've literally, like I said before we came on, I picked somebody up on off the waiver wire on the Wednesday, and on the Thursday it was announced he went on IR. And it's just like, I am just cursed for this year.
Andy Beasley was the Rams from last year, is what you've seen.
Everyone I touched, injured.
Brilliant. That's not what you want, is it?
No. So,
who have you got, John?
Next year, what I'm going to do, just to let you know, next year I'm just going to draft everybody on the Whiners. And then that way, if they all get injured like this year, it does us a favour. So, there we go.
I like your thinking.
Yeah.
I've not got my app opening up off the top of my head. I've got CJ Stroud and Pat Mahomes as my quarterbacks. I've got Deebo Samuel, who grudgingly has been a godsend to my team
good.
In the running.
He's been good.
I've got TJ Lockett there as well. I've got George Kittle and Dallas Goedert as my tight ends. I've got the Eagles as my defense. And I think I've got Jason Sanders as my kicker. I've got, on paper, fairly decent players, but struggled to buy a win most weeks. So, I couldn't really care less. But, so, just because we're into playoff season, folks, just to reiterate for those taking part. So, we've got the two conferences. They'll whittle down to conference championship games. The two conference championship winners, their winning scores will be taken, and who out of the two of them has the highest score for that week in the conference championship games will be crowned our sleep deprivation bowl champion for 2023 and will receive a prize in the post. The conference winners will receive a little token of their triumphs winning their inaugural conference championships, but the overall winner will receive a little something special in the post as well. And then next year we'll be looking to expand our player, our participant bowl a bit more and make it more interesting next year.
Count me in.
Yep. Sweet.
You want to join again next year, Andy? Because I don't know if I want it. I'm quite happy just the admin.
I was going
to
say, you know what? I'll take the admin role next year and you can, you know, we'll just leave it at that.
You'll have Caleb Williams as your starting quarterback. So, big question for you, Andy. Since you're going to take Caleb in the draft next year, how much ownership are you going to give him of your team?
None. I'm like Jerry Jones, mate. You ain't getting nothing out of me.
Great one. Awesome. But is there anything else, guys, you want to quickly bring up before we wrap up for the evening?
No, I think that about covers everything for the evening, I think, from me anyway.
No, from me. Thank you very much for having me. I've really enjoyed it. It's been nice to talk Ram stuff. I don't get often to do it at home. My wife kind of, you're talking football. My eldest Mary, she pops in and out and watches it, but no, it's been nice to talk specifically Rams for 95 minutes.
Well, it's been an absolute pleasure to have you on, Matt, and we'll definitely get you back on again in the future.
Thank you
very much for joining us and also for sharing your trip experience to LA. It was interesting.
And you didn't make any of us jealous, honest.
No, you did not at all. Anyways, folks, we have been the LA Rams UK podcast. Thank you so much to everyone who has been watching us along on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter, or X. I don't like calling X, it's still Twitter to me, goddammit. And also to everyone who still listens via the audio channels. Thanks for sticking with us, folks. Thanks to everyone who's now joining in and have never seen this before. Hope you enjoy the podcast and continue to enjoy us. As always, you can catch us on our social media channels. If you're not on the Discord server, go on the Discord server for plenty of Rams chat there. You can buy us a coffee. Keep an eye on the larams.uk website. Like I said, we have an article going up about our playoff hopes, which will go up tomorrow and coming up pretty soon. will be our kind of yearly look at guys in the team that are becoming free agents, that we want to re-sign or not re-sign, and also potential guys that we may want to sign in free agency, but that'll be coming up pretty soon, guys. But apart from that, I've been joined by Andy and Matt this evening, and we will catch you all next week, folks, for another edition of the LA Rams UK podcast. Good night, folks, and catch you next week.